The area's only long-form ag programming is found on 690 KGGF.
11 minutes after 10 o'clock, it's Thursday morning. I'm Bill Small, the mighty 690 KGGF. 66 degrees at the moment. It's going to be a sunny day, up to about 75 for a high. And on the phone with us, because it is Thursday morning, we've got Becky, the Coffeyville Friends of Animals over at the shelter. How are you today, young lady?
Well, I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm just doing better every day, I guess. this thing is taking its time to heal, but, you know, it's a broken bone, so what are you going to do? Tell it to hurry up?
Exactly. You have to behave yourself and let your body heal correctly, and that's the hard thing to do.
Yeah, Mom, okay. Hey, I was doing this.
Well,
go ahead.
You know, Mom, I'm almost your age, so I'll let it go this time.
Okay. Well, anyway, hey, I'm from Arkansas, you know. Anyway, I was sharing this story with the listeners a little while ago about a survey that says cat owners tend to be more intelligent and artistic than dog owners. Do you think there's any validity to that?
Well, I listened to that, and so I started thinking about people that I know that are more cat people than dog people.
Mm-hmm.
And I could kind of see that in a lot of my friends. I really could. And, of course, you know, I'm both. I'm probably more a dog person than a cat person, but I've always had both of them. And because I'm one of these that I need to do the little, you know, taking care of the dog, feeling needed, you know, where a cat, like you say, they could care less.
Exactly. Just keep the bowl full.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, like, anyway, with the cats, have you noticed this with your cats, that if they can see bare space on the bottom of an otherwise food bowl, they've eaten out of the center, and now there's, like, bare space at the bottom of the bowl that's, mm-hmm. like, surrounded by food? There is no food in that bowl.
You have to go up and kind of shake it for them so they realize, oh, yeah, there's,
They can't do that themselves, apparently, but they'll walk around meowing at you, almost like pointing at the bowl. Where's my food? That bowl is empty. I'm going to die, and it'll be your fault. Meanwhile,
when you talk about your cats, it's very, very normal. I mean, that is how they are, I've always had both, but your question was yes. I sometimes see some people that I know that are more cat people that, as you described them. But
eclectic.
I think the best thing about it is if you're a pet person, then you're just an all-around good person.
Oh, I agree with
people
that.
Like animals are usually very, very good people.
And I will judge a person based on how an animal reacts to that person. Because you bring somebody home and the dog doesn't like them, that's a red flag right there.
No kidding.
Yeah,
yes, absolutely.
They'll be none. They won't make any determination at all unless you know you see your cat like jump up and run away. That's one thing. But if a cat just like ignores you, that's what he does. You know, I've got the two and the girl cat. When somebody new comes around, she doesn't know. She doesn't run away, but she will, like, lay low under the bed or something.
Right.
Monty, the boy, has never met a stranger. You come to install our cable, Monty will help you.
Yes.
Yeah, you come to help, you know, bring in some furniture, Monty will show you where it goes because he's just that kind of outgoing social cat.
But didn't you say he's also a black cat?
Yes, he is.
And I really do believe they are very social. I swear, at the shelter, we get black kittens in, black cats. They seem to be more vocal, more social, more wanting attention than, say, the tabbies or the tiger. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's really, I can't prove it, just observation.
Yeah.
And I do seem to think they are friendly.
And Monty is the one who chose me at the North Myrtle Beach Animal Shelter. 8 weeks old, just stuck his little arm out through the cage bars and snagged my shirt as I was walking by with this look on his face like, you're done looking.
Yes.
I found you. Here I am. So who we got down at the shelter you want to tell us about?
Well, we're just going to start with the cats since that's
natural place to go, right?
Our favorite, yeah, natural flow there. And one of the names on the list is Rick. And Rick can now be removed off the list because he was adopted yesterday.
Hallelujah.
So on Facebook page, you'll see this nice-looking young man smiling from ear to ear, and he's got Rick in his lap.
Aww.
So I always love it when we can adopt the cats because we always have way too many kittens and cats, and we're even trying to get some fostering going with the kittens that we have because we've got a cute, cute litter out there. Their mama's name is Fairy. Mm. And she is a year-and-a-half, two-year-old, long-haired, black-and-white tuxedo, very laid-back.
Those are adorable cats.
They are, and she's young. You can just tell she's a young cat, that maybe this is her first litter. Even.
She's a young mama.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But her litter, they, and I don't know who they, but probably Brad, named them North, South, West, and East.
That Brad.
And they are adorable. They're probably, I don't know if he's got it on here or not, but I'm guessing them to be 6, 7, 8 weeks. I mean, they're young. They're real, just, but they're
right.
Ready to go.
Yeah, they're getting close.
And, yeah, they're that perfect age to get out of that shelter and get home and get trained.
And they start running your life. And, yeah.
I'm sorry.
And then start running your life.
That's true. North and East are both females, and they're gray in color, and they're beautiful. That beautiful charcoal color.
Uh-huh.
And South and West are the males, and one is mostly black, and then the other one has the white markings on his face and on his feet, like his mama, like
aww.
That mosquito. Oh, and their hair is a little longer. You know, sometimes we have requests that we've got longer hair kitten or cat. They're beautiful. This litter is absolutely beautiful.
My wife calls cats like that. She refers to them as floofs.
Why is that?
It's just they're floofy.
A floofy. Oh,
yeah.
Floofy. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Look at
the floof.
Floofy.
I want to pet the floof.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yes. So that would be the first litter and that I would talk about with Mama. But I don't want anyone to ignore Mama because I think she's beautiful and she's young.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're looking for a tuxedo, there she is. We also have Elsa, and she's a calico, about 9 to 10 months old. Unfortunately, she's been declawed. I also heard your comment the other day about that, and I totally agree. I don't think people realize it is very, it's just not a nice thing.
Yeah, they think they're just like taking off the fingernail. You're not. You're taking off the first phalange of the finger.
Yes, but anyway, this is the way Elsa came to us,
mm-hmm.
and which means that she absolutely must, no doubt about it, be an inside cat.
But I bet you she's a calico, so that means she's a diva.
Yes,
because
because he also indicated she probably would do better without kiddos in the house.
Mm-hmm.
She's an adult cat.
Yeah, she wants to sit on a pillow and be adored.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So, but again, that might be just exactly what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You're one of these highly intelligent people that we discussed earlier. Here's the cat for you.
Right.
And then we have Jafar. He's a male. He's a year and a half old, black. He's very affectionate, kind of on his terms, but he can be a little bit ornery with you because you can be loving on him, and all of a sudden he turns around and gives you a little nip.
Yeah, that's something. I read up on that because Monty, when he was younger, would do that. You'd be petting him and he'd be purring and just rubbing, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden you just flip around on his back and bite you. And I did a little study into that, and what it might be is that you don't realize, but when you're petting the cat, you're building up a static electricity charge.
Oh.
And the kitty can get a little shock and say, "All right, that's enough of that."
You shock me, I bite you.
There you go.
Well, there you go. That would explain it because
mm-hmm.
it's just, and I have a cat here the same way. She's she's half Siamese, so I just contribute it to that's kind of their nature sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Honor. But maybe I've stirred up too much. I'll watch that next time with her. I kind of learned to know when that head comes around, I back off real quick.
Well, Siamese cats are insane anyway.
Yes.
They got a little streak of insanity going for them. My wife, we used to have a Sphinx. And her name was Onyx, and a sweet cat on her terms, though. Mm-hmm. And another thing about Sphinxes, and I don't know how familiar you are, these are the hairless cats. Yeah, and they have, there's a little thing that they're known for. You'll be holding them and petting them, and they're happy, and they're purring, and all of a sudden you will notice the most god-awful smell.
Oh, no.
These cats let off what they refer to as the silent but deadly gas attack.
Oh, my goodness.
And they look at you like, it's just what you have to put up with, Dad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was a sweetheart, though.
I guess to each their own.
To each their own, right. And who among us is not guilty every now and then, you know?
Well, you know, nature.
Yeah.
Nature sometimes takes over.
That there is true.
Okay, and we got a couple more. We got to talk about Grit. He's a male. He's 6 to 8 months old. He's a gray tabby. And gray tiger tabby, he's grown up at the shelter. We know him well. His bags are packed, and he wants to go home with someone. He's ready to hit the road, so Grit needs to move on. He's a nice cat. And the last one that I'm going to speak about is Hadley, female. She's 3 to 4 years old, gray. The owner did reach out to us and say, oh, yes, that's my girl, but never came to reclaim her. So she is now available, and she needs to go somewhere where someone can show her this is not the way the world can be a great place. So
she needs
to be
sure,
like, to give her a second chance.
Yeah, she needs to be taken home and loved by somebody who knows how to love a cat. Right.
Yes, exactly. On our dogs, we've still got a shelter full, and we are just, we had to, well, I'll get on my soapbox just real quick.
You do that.
We had two puppies that were dumped yesterday at McDonald's.
Oh,
and
no.
And they're probably, it's just me, so upset. They're about 6 weeks old. They look to be maybe a boxer mix of some, you know, maybe brown, white, and black in color.
They just dropped them off at the McDonald's and said, see you later?
A citizen saw them and took off after them, chasing them to get the tag number. Wasn't able to get the tag number, but we do have a description of the car.
Well, if they're listening right now, you need to turn yourself in because you're a creep.
Yes. And two little girl puppies, and they were back there just shaking. When they first come in, we put them, it doesn't sound nice, but it's the garage area,
right.
And it's a holding area because you don't want to introduce new animals into the population, so we check them out and stuff. So that's where they were, in this little cage, little crate, just shaking. It's just so upsetting because, you know, we do work with people. I know we're full, but sometimes we'll make room for two little puppies for people.
Yeah, shame on you if you did that.
Yes. And then again this morning, I don't know, it must be in the air. Brad was leaving the shelter, opened the door, and there was a cat that had been let loose, and the guy was pulling out. Brad jumped in his car and chased him, trying to get a tag number, but he has a description. I mean, it's illegal. It's against the law to dump animals.
That is right.
You're fine if
and,
you're caught.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the fact it's just not the humane thing to do, for Pete's sake. It's just not. There's no excuse. And we will, as I said, we'll work with anyone as best we can to help get these animals. And then my other side of the soapbox is, if these animals get spayed and neutered, we don't have any unwanted pets. So,
right.
There we go. I'll
well,
make it brief.
I think that some people just don't deserve to have an animal.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
The folks you're describing, I hope they never get another pet again.
Me too. Yeah. And I just can't imagine. What they're thinking.
How do you sleep at night?
If it's a matter of funding that they can't, they think we do have a surrender fee. But again, if you don't have it, we'll work with you. It's not like we're going to say, no, we can't have it because we don't get the money. That's not the case at all.
Right.
We much prefer to have those animals in the shelter being cared for. So we're not a huge facility, but we do the best we can. And we try to be kind to all, but that's a little rough to take, let me tell you.
Yeah.
When you see someone do something like that. So.
I agree.
Okay. Well, the dogs. Do I still have time or have we yet?
You go ahead. Tell me about your doggies.
All right. We have Willie. Willie's a hound mix, 5 months old, black with some brown markings. He's gorgeous. He's going to be probably a large dog. Chimney is a lab mix, 3 months old, black and white markings, just a typical puppy. Theo. Theo's a name that you'll recognize, been with us for a long time, date night dog. He's male. He's black, brindle, and white. He's probably about 9 months old, a little chunky, but he's a goofy personality. He's dog-friendly. He just needs a home. He just needs a chance.
And is this the one that
doesn't stand out because he's not real, you know, outstanding in his looks? But
is this the one that stole the Dr. Pepper?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yes. Like Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Troop is a neutered male, gray and white. He's the darling of his dog. He gets the zoomies when he's excited, which is funny. I love to see him when they tuck their little bottom in and they take off running and doing circles. And that's him. Coop is a year old, black with a patch of white on his chest. He's laid back compared to the other shelter dogs, which says a lot because it's kind of hard to be laid back in that environment.
Mm-hmm.
Bella's gorgeous. She's 10 months old, black with some goldy streaks throughout her coat. She's gained some weight since she's been with us, and probably around 40 pounds. Shelby's already spayed. Shelby is very sweet, and it's a hound mix for black and tan. I always think they are such a pretty dog.
Oh, yeah.
About 60, yeah. He is. He knows to sit and stay. He's a heavy breather when he gets excited. That may be an attracting trait for someone. I think he's kind of cute. We've got Blue, who's neutered, 2 years old. He's white, black, with some tick marks on him. He's got one blue eye and one brown.
Amazing.
Nancy's gorgeous. Nancy, bless her heart, she's come a long way. When she first came into the shelter, she was just afraid of everyone and everything. She's come out of that shyness because she's learned to trust people again. She's a shepherd mix. She's small, so she's not going to be very big. She just needs someone to love her back.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Snarf, who's a handsome 5-year-old male shepherd husky mix, beige and white in color. One eye was damaged. He ran into a kitty cat.
On the wrong side of a cat.
Wrong side. But it doesn't seem to bother him. He's okay. Brad has wonderful words to describe him. He's regal, he's loyal, he's intelligent.
Aww.
Come on, that's a great dog.
Can't do better than that.
One more, and then I'll stop. We've got Joe, Mastiff Kitty Mix. He's brown, 5 years old. He's an incredible, affectionate dog and a male. We've got some specials we're running on these dogs I just described that have been with us for a long time. We've reduced the adoption fee by $20. We're trying to get them good homes. Doesn't mean that they're a bargain puppy because there's something wrong with them. They're a bargain because they need a second chance.
And you need the room.
Room.
Yeah, you need the room there, right?
We need the room. $10 were taken off all adoptions the month of June, just trying to move these guys out. Our adoption fees are $75 regular, $55 for a cat, $75 for a dog. And if you just shop around and look, you'll find out our fees are probably the smallest of anyone in the area. We do this, again, we're trying to get these animals placed. So if you're looking for an animal, try us out. We are located on County Road 1400. That's across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant.
Right.
Our telephone number is 620-309-4155. You can call or text.
All right,
we'll
Becky.
Get back with you.
It's always fun to talk to you. I love hearing about the doggies and the kitties.
Yeah, we do. We kind of have a good conversation. I enjoy visiting with you, too. So.
Well, you give those doggies and kitties a pat on the head from old Uncle Bill and tell them we're going to find y'all a home. You just wait and see.
I will do that. And thank you, and we'll be talking probably next week.
All right, hon. You have a great day, and enjoy your life out there at the shelter. And to those people who deserted those animals and abandoned them like that, I hope somebody, I don't know if karma is a real thing or not, but you got your karma coming. Becky from Coffeyville Friends of Animals, thanks for joining us here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.